Okay, cool.
Okay, tell him to hold on.
Yeah, just a few minutes.
Shit them.
You all right?
That's nuts.
Well, huh? This is WAIF in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Let me work this out one time.
Work it out, Robbie.
What is this?
Work it out, Robbie. Work it out, Robbie.
What is this all about?
This is technology at its finest. I'm Chris.
And I'm Matt.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
So stay tuned. We have a lot of good things coming. We're going to talk to Derek from the band The Andersons in a little while. We're going to talk to Terry Burke from the local publication, the fanzine, the music critical thing called Screed. You can pick up Screed all over town in many fine establishments. It's usually in black and white. It's usually sitting by the door, so you can pick one up on your way out. Terry,
yes.
Where can you get a copy of Screed at?
Can you mention names?
Go right ahead.
Places like Caldy's, places like Moles, Top Cat, Sudsy's, you know, the usual.
Where's that place we saw tonight? Some bookstore next to the Dirty Movie Theater.
Down on Ludlow.
On Ludlow.
Next to the Dirty Movie Theater.
It's down the street from the Dirty Movie Theater.
Probably the Esquire or something like that, or the bookstore's.
Yeah, the bookstore.
New Age bookstore.
New Age.
New World bookstore.
That's New World bookstore.
And at the movies and all these places where WAIF listeners frequent.
You mean like Los Angeles?
Actually, we've sent a few to Malaysia.
Okay, yeah, we're going to play a song by the Andersons. Tonight's local music night, 749-1444. Here's a song by a band called the Andersons called Happiness. Called the Andersons with a song called Happiness from a 45 they put out on Lime Records.
Lime Vinyl Records.
Which is available in Los Angeles, California. We have on the telephone Derek.
Derek Anderson of the rock band Andersons. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. How you doing, Chris and Rob?
We're doing fine. How are things in Los Angeles?
Actually, it's getting kind of cool here. It's I think I brought some of that weather back here with me when I was home over the holidays.
Home? Yeah. Home? You call Ohio home?
Yeah, I know it's a ruthless thing, but the thriving metropolis of Toledo is my home.
Now, your band is out of L.A., Los Angeles, California, so I take it that's where you live now.
Right. For the past 5 years, I've been out here trying to do this music thing, and finally met up with some guys who uncannily enough have the same last name as me, and we became one big happy musical family.
Called the Andersons.
The Andersons.
Have you thought about trying to recruit Sparky Anderson to play accordion or something?
Well, we tried to have him have a go at the harmonica, but he wasn't too good, so we had to kind of let him go.
What about Kenny Anderson, the football player? He used to play quarterback for the Bengals. Maybe he can play guitar or something.
Or maybe he can be like the kind of Davy Jones guy that plays the maracas and tambourine. Does that little dance, that little Axl Rose dance, you know?
And, of course, Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, well, we could have her playing the tambourine like Tracy from the Pressure.
Well, she could just stand there like Betty from the Archies or something.
Play the maracas.
So we also have in the studio tonight Terry Burke from the local fanzine called Screed.
Terry.
Terry, we have here a musician from a local band who's local somewhere else other than Cincinnati. Yeah. Now, I take it your magazine usually deals with local Cincinnati-type bands.
For the most part, we also look up towards Dayton and towards Columbus and as far south as Louisville, Lexington.
You like the bands around here?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, people don't have the attitude like the L.A. bands do.
Hey, but, there's no attitude out here with us.
What's that?
There's no attitude out here with us L.A. folks.
Absolutely no. Just stay away from those glam metal bands.
Yeah.
So, Derek, is the Andersons a glam metal band in Los Angeles? Your record sounds awful poppy.
Well, you know, we had the hair, we had the spandex and the leather pants, and then we decided, hey, let's cut our hair and go pop. But actually, I've always had my foot firmly entrenched in the whole pop thing. It's where my heart is, and it's what I do best. So, actually, I should mention that all this week is going to be there's an 8-day festival of LA pop. It just started last night. The second night is tonight. In fact, I'll be going there after I finish with you guys. And it's pop is on the upswing once again in LA, like it was in the late 70s and early 80s.
Now, define for me what pop is, because I remember in 1964, the Beatles were the number one pop sensation. Dick Clark's American Bandstand used to cover pop music. Then, somewhere around the 70s, Hot Butter came out with their hit song, Popcorn. What is pop music, and how does it relate to the rest of rock and roll?
Well, I guess some folks might think of pop as, you know, Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston or some stuff like that. I guess I shouldn't pass judgment on that on the radio, but we like to think of it as more along the lines of, you know, the vintage kind of 60s oriented stuff, you know, heavy on the melodies, heavy on the harmonies, instantly recognizable tunes that you can dance to, that you can sing along to, and just kind of stay in your brain, that kind of pop.
What do you think about all those British bands trying to do the pop things like Oasis and Blur?
Well, I don't have anything by them. I've only heard, you know, the singles that are on the radio, but I can't say that I dislike them. They've got that kind of, you know, that heavy English thing going on. What we're doing is sort of a little bit more pure than that. But I guess those bands are closer to, like, what the kids are listening to these days, where what we're doing is more like what the kids' parents were listening to.
Terry, would you say that there's a thriving pop scene in Cincinnati? And how would you, Terry Burke of the magazine Screed, define pop?
Define pop. Well, Derek did a pretty good job out as far as people heavy on the harmonies, light on the, you know, the grunge end of the things, and the drums somewhere in the middle. But as far as Cincinnati pop bands, there's not as many. The neat thing about the scene around here in the middle of Ohio, or the end of Ohio actually, is that there's such a big diversity of different sounds. You know, there's not one perfect band that's going to do it. Locally, there's different edges of pop. Tiger Lilies, I saw them the other night at Sudsy's. They kind of do that.
You'd
pop,
say that
pop.
The Tiger Lilies are the local pop sensation?
They get in that way because they're doing the vocal harmony type of thing and the guitars and stuff.
Now, what about that band called the Psychodots, formerly the Bears, formerly the Raisins? Are they pop?
Yeah, they're pop with a cap of two O's in the middle.
They're poop. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, come on, those guys have been around for, what, 15 years recycling
50. They've
the
been
same
around
song?
For 50 years. 50? The Raisins have been around since 1954. Didn't you know that? They were around before the Beatles.
They were around before me.
Rob Fetters taught George Harrison how to play Red River Rock. Anyhow, Derek.
Yeah.
Derek Anderson from the band The Andersons in Los Angeles, California. I'm going to play another song from your group. What's it called?
This will be My Life Still Sucks in a Bad Way.
Whoa, I can identify with that. What's that song mean?
Can't we all? Well, you know, sometimes you might have a bad day, then you might have another bad day, and another bad day after that, and it seems like whatever you do, it's going to be bad. And so I kind of wrote this song to sort of, you know, when you're having one of those days, you can kind of listen to this song, and suddenly things just don't seem quite as bad anymore.
So the Andersons are a cynical pop band.
How'd you guess?
I got one more question for it. You always hear all these horror stories about LA bands having to pay to play. Do you have to do that?
Actually, no. I've been out here for about 5 years, and it was on its way out then, and it still happens. At, you know, your bigger clubs like the Roxy, they have certain nights where, you know, bands do pay to play. The bands will have to buy tickets, and then they're responsible to sell those tickets and try to recoup their money back that way. But for the most part, it doesn't happen anymore, and I've never, ever had to do that, nor would I ever consider doing that, because that's just ridiculous.
Are you happy to be in Los Angeles?
Well, for the time being, yeah. Especially now that there's a new thriving pop scene, and I'm glad to be a part of that whole thing. And hopefully it's going to be a good year for all us pop bands here in Los Angeles. So keep an ear open for us.
I take it you like the Los Angeles music scene a little better than the Ohio music scene.
I think so.
Okay, so here's
My Life Still Sucks in a Bad Way by The Andersons. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF. The phone number is 749-1444. And as I said, The Andersons. With My Life Still Sucks in a Bad Way. I'd like to add that the Andersons single is available locally at Wizards Records and Tape down there in the heart of Coryville, next to Bogart's. Wizards, check it out. There, I'm shilling for you, John. Check it out down at Wizards and pick up the Andersons. I'm Chris.
Wow.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob
Late Night Talk Show.
The phone number here is 749-1444. We have in the studio. Introduce yourself.
I'm Terry Burke, and sometimes I frequent these airwaves, but most of the time I'm behind a typewriter and a computer now, publishing Cincinnati's local music scene that has no celebrity pictures in it, unfortunately.
Well, you need to get some.
Screed, it's available all over the tri-state, mostly like down in the Clifton area, right?
Yeah, also in Louisville, Lexington, Columbus.
Oh, you got it down there, like, what, down like in the rock and roll neighborhood?
Yeah, up there on Bartstown.
Bartstown.
That's in Louisville.
Okay.
Where Twice Told and Ear Ecstasy and all those places are.
Screed, spelled S-C-R-E-E-D. If you see it, pick it up and read it. Screed magazine. They discuss local bands. Now, Terry, what's your favorite local band in town?
Right now?
I mean,
Stitch, right now.
Stitch? Yeah. If you could recommend going to see one local band, it would be Stitch.
Stitch.
Did you bring any Stitch tonight?
I brought their new CD.
Hand it to me. We'll play some Stitch in a minute.
Yeah,
why do you like...
Room 156 is really
okay,
good.
We'll play Room 156. Now, why do you like Stitch so much?
Well, the songwriting is really good to begin with, and just the musicianship. It sounds like these guys put a lot of time and effort into it. And sometimes when people, you know, put out their own material, it's kind of a knockoff thing, and they, you know, just like throw it out and don't really put a lot of effort into it. And you can hear that, unfortunately.
So you say these guys are hardworking and they have
good work
ethic towards their music.
Yes.
Okay, we'll get to Stitch in a minute. First of all, we have Trevor on the phone line, 749-1444. Hello, Trevor.
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight, Trev?
Rob said zines.
Uh-huh.
Far away.
Zines. I guess he meant magazines. I just got a bunch of magazines from my Mater's house. Some Footbag World, some Relics. I got Playing in the Band. I got some good books, good reading.
What, is that all like Deadhead magazines?
Yeah.
Are you a Deadhead?
Yeah.
Are you a recovering Deadhead?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Most Deadheads are recovering. Since Jerry's dead, there's nothing else to do. There's Fish, but you might as well just go sober and learn to live your life to the fullest. Now that you can't follow Jerry around anymore. Yeah. What have you been doing since the demise of Jerry?
I don't know. Sulking.
Sulking?
Sulking.
You mean like you've been sad?
Yeah,
depressed?
Very.
Well, don't worry about it, man. He's just one guitar player. There's other guitar players.
It's just weird because I'm talking about this, and he got buried at sea, and it's raining out, so.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, what?
Jerry Garcia will live forever in the hearts of millions.
Did you know Garcia's the most common Spanish surname?
I did not know that.
Yes.
No, it's also the name of a restaurant that burned down.
Well, thanks for your call, Trevor.
Cool.
Do you read a lot of magazines?
Yeah, I try to.
All right, we'll try to read Screed sometime. There's nothing in there about the Grateful Dead, but there's a lot of good stuff in there about a lot of really great bands from the local tri-state area and northern Kentucky.
Well, can I call back or call next week?
Yeah, either. We like you.
Either or, Trev.
Or, well, tell Charles, I said, Mr. Reverend Stewart, I said hello.
Okay, we will.
Later.
Later. That was Trevor. The phone number here is 749-1444. If you're interested in one of the local bands, or if you're in a local band, if you want to start a local band, or if you're just interested in publishing in general, give us a call. 749-1444. Now, this is Stitch. Where's Stitch from, Terry?
From Cincinnati.
What part of Cincinnati?
I think some of the guys live up towards Montgomery, up that way, I believe, although I'm not totally certain. I know the lead singer lives over in northern Kentucky.
And they're on the Violently Hip record label.
Which is a local project put together by Paul Moran, who is the drummer in Stitch. And Paul is putting out local records for both 7-inch, and this is their first CD. He's putting out the Ass Ponies and Wolverton Brothers split single out in a couple weeks. So that'd be an instantly collectible piece of vinyl, and it's a cover of a Pere Ubu song. So that'd be something to look
at. Pere Ubu, you mean the most boring band in the history of rock and roll?
Ah, come on.
Pere Ubu are just, I mean, their first record was pretty cool. The one with the guy dancing on a cover of it and stuff. But after that, it was just strictly downhill. Did they do anything interesting since that first record?
Hell yeah.
Pere Ubu's from Cleveland, Ohio, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Well, the lead singer, David Thomas, lives in London now.
London, England?
Mm-hmm.
Figures, it's a good place for him. He's so pretentious. I saw them live once, and Dave Thomas was like, and it's not the guy from Wendy's either, but this Dave Thomas guy was like waving his hands about like he was like some kind of...
He's retarded.
Yeah, is he really?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was.
That's part of the shtick.
Yeah, but he waves his hands around like the Rain Man. Okay, this is Stitch with the song Room 156 off the vehicle on Violently Hip Records. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444 with Stitch. Rob Late Night Talk Show. You just heard from Stitch, local band Stitch, on the Violently Hip record label with their song Room 156. Terry Burke.
Sir.
From the band, from the fanzine Screed is in the studio. Terry just told me Stitch is about to embark on a world tour with the other local fave band, Shag. Now.
Of sorts. I guess they're going to do things like Columbus.
Why is Stitch playing with Shag? Just because there's a built-in audience, or do they actually like that crappy band Shag?
They're friends with some of the guys. I guess Chris, the guitarist, or the bass player, one of them. They're Paul Moran, who's in Stitch and also runs Violently the Hip Records, is pals with some of the guys in Shag.
What do you have against Shag, Big Mouth?
Shag? Shag's a bunch of posers. If I want to hear Parliament, I'll go home and throw on one of my Parliament Funkadelic records. But I don't want to go see Shag rehearse it. I mean, that's like going to see that Kiss cover band. What are they called?
Strutter. I saw them two weeks ago.
That's like going to see that
Metallica
cover
Battery.
Band called? And what's that Ozzy Osbourne
Crazy
cover band
Train.
Called? Well, why don't they just call themselves like...
House of Funk.
The House of Funk or the Mothership Connection. And they do all Parliament cover songs. There's nothing original. There's not an original bone in that band called Shag.
So you're saying every rock band should break up too because they're just trying to be the Beatles? What are you saying?
I'm just saying...
What are you saying?
I'm saying...
What are you saying?
You should always draw upon your influences. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
draws upon their influences.
Yeah.
And sampling on rap records is even okay with me.
Yeah.
But...
Sure it is.
To turn that stuff around
sure
and just be a cover band like Shag is just ridiculous. Everything they play sounds like an old Parliament record.
Or maybe it's because you have such a limited knowledge of funk that you're one of those guys, well, it all sounds the same to me, man. Do you ever stop to think about that, Mr. Big Brain, Mr. Big Mouth, before you put your big mouth in gear?
Now, off the air, you told me you agreed with me and you think Shag sucked, too.
I didn't say...
Now, what
say,
are you doing defending Shag now?
I just, said no such
you're
thing.
You're just trying to make for good radio.
I said no such thing.
You did, too.
I don't know enough about Shag to say if they're any good or not.
Nor do I.
They never sent me their records.
I just know all their songs are really, really, really long.
The phone number here is 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're talking about local music with the publisher of Screed Magazine, Terry Burke.
Every Saturday night, Sunday morning at 2 a.m., WAIF welcomes you to Weird Trips, generating every kind of psychedelic and spacey sound to expand your mind. Sit back and travel from your inner mind to the outer universe. What the hell?
Check it out, man. I'm already starting to trip, man.
Weird Trips for the Altered at 2 a.m. Saturday night, which is also Sunday morning,
that
from the only real alternative
in.
Radio, WAIF Sin.
I'm already having a flashback.
Whoa. So why do you want to put out a zine? This just seems like a lot of work. You probably don't make a lot of money doing it. You probably get into some shows free. Is that the only reason why you do it?
And you get some free CDs in the mail and crap like that. But the biggest reason is that I am the personality type that when I don't see something that satisfies my needs as being a reader or a musician or even a radio show, I go and create my own. And the people that do the local music columns and the local papers, they're good enough and, you know, putting in the little bits that they do every week. But they really don't go into in-depth to my satisfaction, so I thought there was a lot of music going under the cracks and through the eardrums of people, and so I thought I had to document it, basically.
Well, what do you think about Everybody's News and City Beat?
I like them.
He just told you, didn't he?
He was getting soda.
What, are you getting a pop? You're not paying any attention? What, do you think he's talking about the Enquirer?
What about Shag?
I thought you were talking about the Enquirer. I mean, City Beat and Everybody's News both have extensive columns and listings on
Well, two column inches.
Topics. They have all the listings. Do you guys carry the listings?
No, we don't do the listings because right now we're quarterly, although we, you know, aspire to maybe go bi-monthly and then monthly eventually, but that, again, takes money.
You put one out every 3 months?
Approximately.
How much does it cost to run one of these off?
Well, if you go out of town and find a better printer like I did, you can do it for under $300, provided you have a computer.
How many issues is it by? How many copies?
3,000.
Whoa! That's not bad.
No.
It looks like it's getting,
I'm learning the software.
It's looking better here.
Yeah, it's called Terry Learned the Software.
You're doing it. Issue one. Well, the cover looks like hell. There's a raccoon, which is cute, about ready to kiss John Lennon, which is neat. And
that's
then,
Reed Gazala.
Oh, that's what I meant. And then two and three are looking pretty spiffy. By the time you get to number three, it's really looking pro. So you're getting better with every issue.
Yeah, I guess something working in the reproduction industry helps.
What? What?
What?
What?
My alter ego.
Now, what does this word Screed mean? Screed is the name of your magazine. It's spelled S-C-R-E-E-D, and I looked it up in the dictionary, and it wasn't there.
Well, if you looked on the info sheet that I gave you, it tells you that it is taken out of an older dictionary.
The dictionary will tell you that the word Screed is defined as a long, monotonous harangue or piece of writing. I will tell you that Screed is an almost quarterly music zine that is dedicated to original music being made around Greater Cincinnati. Okay.
There it is.
It's a long harangue.
And I just kind of like the way it sounds also. It kind of like scream and read and scene all kind of spit into one.
Okay. Now, are there any upcoming shows that you'd recommend? Like next weekend or the weekend after?
I'd have to look at City Beat and everybody's news to tell you exactly dates, but some good shows to look forward to. O-Matic is a band from Dayton that's well worth checking out. Michelle, who used to be in the band Brainiac, this is her effort with her brother and some other guys. They're playing at the Southgate House, which has recently come alive again, and that someone who's no relation to me, because a lot of people have asked me if Jim Burke is any relation. No, we just share the same last name. But he's taking over the Southgate House booking and putting in some all-ages shows, in fact, too. And O-Matic is a band to look out for with that.
They're on Grass, right?
That's right.
Yeah, they're on Grass. All the Dayton bands, they got the Grass connection up there in Dayton. Who are you firing up here?
There's a couple of shows coming up that interest me. I want to touch on both of them. First up, I think Saturday night at the Southgate House is Shoot the Gift.
Yeah, I was talking to their bass player just the other night at Subway.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about that.
Well, relay some of this information. Who is this local band, Shoot the Gift, and how many tattoos do they have?
I haven't looked at their tattoos, and I can't remember his name. Shows how much attention I was paying. You know, that's the reporter instincts, I suppose.
Paul. The bass player's name is Paul.
So you guys know him already. And I know that they've recorded some new material, and that'll be out sometime, whenever.
Well, guess what I just happen to have here in my hot little hands? I have brand new...
That's Celebrity Sleuth magazine, isn't it?
Yeah, I have brand new material from this local band called Schwa. They just got done recording a new album.
No, Schwa!
Schwa's no more!
What's Schwa?
That's those UFO aliens, Schwa, right?
That's right. And it was
Jeepers Grand.
That was a Freudian slip, ladies and gentlemen, because the lead singer of Shoot the Gift used to be in Schwa, and I always get them confused. Schwa was better looking. But they didn't have any tattoos.
No, they didn't. And they took like 5 guitars to play Jimi Hendrix songs when I saw them at the Southgate House years ago.
Okay, so let's try to correct that last Freudian slip there. Schwa was this band. They broke up. Their bass player became Troy from Shoot the Gift. He started writing songs. He became Troy. He started writing some better songs, and now he has...
Before that?
Now he has a band called Shoot the Gift. Which is probably some sort of sexual innuendo.
But they're playing at Southgate House, coming up with it. And they're playing with O-Matic, I believe.
Yeah, Shoot the Gift will be... who's playing first?
Probably Shoot the Gift, where they're the newer guys on the block. And, uh-huh. O-Matic, where they're the big... And Liquor Bike from Baltimore is playing on that bill. So Liquor Bike will probably go on last. O-Matic somewhere in the middle. And probably Shoot the Gift will be first.
Okay, we'll get to him after the song. So we're going to play a song here by Shoot the Gift. Like Terry said, there's a brand new record coming out by Shoot the Gift, but nobody knows when it'll be out. And here's a song from that new album called After School Special. It's coming right up. My boy queued the tape up for me. Yeah. Well, we're going to get this right here. Hang on a minute. We'll get this right. In the meantime, you're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show right here on WAIF. And this is Shoot the Gift.
This is a song about a boy who's sick of crusty girls. The weathered heart face to brown like grass, clinging to bony essence. And then she took you by surprise, unproof behind the song about a boy who's sick of crusty girls. Though I admit being scared in their apocalyptic charms. Faces punctured from surgical steel and cold of weathered hearts made to brown like rags.
Okay, so that's Shoot the Gift.
That clears it up.
With a song called After School Special.
That clears
Shoot
it
the
up.
Gift.
He's riding in the car.
Okay. RV.
RV. Now
riding in style.
He's like, get the Madden Cruiser.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number here?
749-1444.
Who was the name of that guy that was on hold?
Glenn.
Glenn. Hey, Glenn, lines are open.
Call back. Chris apologizes.
749-1444 is the phone number here.
Schwa went to bed.
Schwa went to bed, and so did Shoot the Gift. Check this out. It's an old James Brown song.
Sounds like Shaq.
Doesn't it, though? Sounds a little bit like Shaq.
Man, what are you guys grabbing, Shaq? I hope they all show up and kick your ass. There's like seven of them. They'll kick your ass.
Keep it up and just listen through radio, all right?
All right, we'll talk about Saturday here in a little bit. Who is this?
We got Glenn.
We got Glenn. Thanks for calling back, Glenn.
No problem. What's going on, fellas?
It's a talk show, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling at the crib with the homies.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, I had something to say about that that shag debate that y'all were having.
Yeah, it's raging, actually.
That's right. And I would, unfortunately, I'd have to side with Rob, although Chris is a dear friend of mine.
I do have a valid point, don't I? I do have a valid point that shag is a bunch of posers who don't know how to play their instruments and couldn't play their way out of Hades if they had to.
I'd say more like late 70s. But I think that it is cool that they are bringing back something that those of us of a younger generation only had a glimpse of.
Why can't they bring it back and do it in their own original, unintimidable fashion?
Well, they kind of are. I don't know. You know, I mean, I was a twinkle in my mom's fallopian tube when I think Funkadelic was really all the rage, so I don't really remember what they were about.
Well, Funkadelic never really was all the rage until about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, I remember being, you know, when those guys came out and I was in elementary school and junior high,
uh-huh.
And all those white guys hated them. We all thought they sucked.
Kiss was all the rage.
Oh,
I hated
dude.
Kiss, too.
See, I was too young for Kiss, but now that, you know...
Now, look.
And Kiss still sucks.
Too young for Kiss.
According to your argument, in defense of Shag, what if a new band came out, put on a bunch of makeup, let's say there was a cat guy, a
uh-huh.
guy with a really long tongue, and they were, like, breathing fire and spitting blood and stuff, and playing really lame heavy metal?
You mean like Britney Fox?
Would you stand in defense of that and say, oh, they're just bringing back something that I missed when I was a gleam in my mom's fallopian tube? I mean, shag suck. In other words, shag suck.
That's true. Well, no, they are cool, man. I don't know what it is, but when
what,
you go
cool
see
people?
A show,
I mean, do you hang out and get stoned with these guys or something?
No, I've never, you know, I wish I could, if I could only be so cool. But I must say, when I go see them, I like them. And they're playing something that I remember from way back.
Do you have fun at the shows, Glenn?
Yes, hell yes, I do.
That's all that matters. Screw Chris.
I would agree. That's all that matters. They are bringing about a cultural phenomenon that has all but died out. And
Chris is one of those guys you can't stand
back.
To see people have a good time.
See, people don't have enough respect for history in this country, and that is part of history, is when people tap into something that used to be kind of cool and to bring it back so that people can relive what it was that brought them about or brought their parents about, in my case.
There you go.
You know, my mom raised me. She honed me on Stevie Wonder and Chaka Khan.
All right.
It's good to see some of that, you know, some of that booty shaking music kind of come back so, you know, people of my generation kind of, you know, get into it, you know?
I hear you, Glenn.
Does that mean that we should bring back, like, harpsichord music from the Baroque area and, like, sit around and, like, groove to Baroque music because that used to be all the rage?
I don't know. You can still hear it on GUC. But
and that's where our parents conceived us? I mean, and that would be really cool?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Hold on, here's what I don't understand, you know.
It's out of respect for history.
Hold on a second, Glenn.
Okay.
You know, Chris is real good friends with Derek of the Andersons, and that was a great song that we played. We played two really good songs by Andersons,
uh-huh.
And he just kind of really admitted, said, yeah, we're heavily influenced by the 60s pop bands, and we want to sound like the 60s pop bands. But, you know, that's cool. Somehow that's cool, but yet if there's a band that he maybe has a personal grudge against or something, and they sound like a throwback, well, then they're just ripping something off. I don't know. I'm just hearing a little hypocrisy here out of my co-host.
I think that at Anderson's band has a little bit of songwriting and style that rises above the campy sound that they're going for.
Campy sound?
That campy
so
sound.
So you're calling pop... Yeah, you're so far out
the
of it.
The sound that they had to is only a flavor.
You're saying a pop music isn't legitimate?
It's
campy?
Like, it's like Lenny Kravitz. Does that guy have an original bone in his body either?
Chris?
What?
Your foot so far in your mouth now, you're up to your knee. Why don't you just keep gobbling, dude? Pretty soon you'll be blowing yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Glenn, we're going to let you go.
All right, thank you. I love you both.
So I'm saying let's bring back some of that Baroque music, okay? And let's rock out to that because that's an era, and those are days gone by. We can sit around and groove to some of these string quartets, and that would be really cool. Check it out. That really rocks, don't it?
All right, well, speaking of that fuddy-duddy old music, what's Chastain and Leather up to nowadays? I see he's got like 3 new records out this week.
All I saw was something in the paper there about him and Leather. That's a name I haven't thought about in some time.
Is she still around? Is Leather still kicking?
Yeah, she cleans the restrooms down at Annie's.
Oh, good gosh.
But have you guys gone to disco night at Annie's yet?
No, I have not. How is it?
It's a throwback to older times, I suppose. We went Sunday night, and it has nothing to do with local music, but only for, like, the local scene. And no joke, there had to have been about 1,000 people there, and I've never seen so many people in a club. It was, like, you know, just shoulder to shoulder dancing, but the DJ sucked. And that's not good at a disco.
Shag? Who is it? Is it Shag?
It sounds like Shag, don't it?
Hey, well, you see who's making a new movie? They got Richard Roundtree. They got the Hammer Williamson and Jim Brown. They're all making a new movie. It's going to be called The Original Gangstas. They're going to go bust somebody up. That's just a little note for you blaxploitation fans.
Say the phone number.
749-1444. So there's another big show Saturday. There's one at the Southgate House. And there's also one for the kids who want to swing on Short Vine.
That's right. It's called Positively Vine Street, and we cleared this up off the air. It's to help Michael Riley, who's who's no stranger to these airwaves. Michael Riley has been chosen by Dennis Banks, who is one of the founders of the American Indian Movement, and the Run for the Ancestors is a national run that goes from, I believe, Atlanta to L.A., and Michael's going to be the historian on this run, and this benefit is to help pay for his transportation and living expenses during it. I believe he's going to be gone for about 4 or 5 months.
Is he going to pay for Fritos, too?
No, I think Fritos will...
That'll come out of his own pocket? So there's going to be a bunch of bands down at what, Top Cats?
Well, actually, on Friday night, they're going to be doing the acoustic thing over on Sitwell's.
Okay,
on Ludlow.
Friday night, they're going to be at Sitwell's on Ludlow doing acoustic Bob Dylan songs.
Correct.
And then Saturday night, they're going to electrify the situation up at Top Cats on Short Vine next to the fire station.
That's right.
And they're going to be playing, all these different local bands are going to be playing Dylan songs, electric. And it's going to be a big tribute to the greatest songwriter of all time, Bob Dylan.
Robert Zimmerman.
Do you think that Jerry Springer's going to be there?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jerry Springer. He might show up.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to.
Now, Terry, as a connoisseur of the local music scene, would you say that Jerry Springer a vital element in the local rock and roll music scene of Cincinnati?
Only when he flushes the toilet.
Check this out.
Jangle morning, I'll come following you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Springer doing Bob Dylan.
Oh, take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship.
Yeah, Rob says he's doing more of the Byrds version than he is the Bob Dylan version. Either way, that's Dr. Talk himself. Jerry Springer. They call him Dr. Talk.
That was a Kiss song, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that was Dr. Love. So Jerry Springer is now a singer, a country singer. How does that fit into the Screed local music scene?
Well, he's up in Chicago now, isn't he? Probably went to Tennessee.
But he's a Cincinnati homeboy. He was born, bred. Well, he was born in New York. But he was bred and raised, and he was the mayor. God, the guy was the mayor of Cincinnati.
Yeah, that has any kind of validity.
And now he's a big rock and roll star. I mean, what if Roxanne Qualls came out with a record? You Screed guys would be all over it. Wouldn't
you? Well, did you see the cover of Everybody's News last summer? There she's holding the guitar, and
yeah,
it looked so awkward
that
she couldn't hold
it. She was ready to kick it some...
I tell you, Cincinnati comes up with some of the best musical mayors of all time.
And look at Bob Braun. Well, he wasn't a mayor, though. And
Bob Braun was in our hearts.
He's the king of Kneesville.
He was. In our hearts, he was the mayor of Cincinnati.
For Charlie Lucan to come out, I think he's going to do the gangsta thing.
Cool.
Hello, Bull. You're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to side with Chris on that Shaq debate. Shaq does suck, man.
Right on, brother.
And let me tell you why.
Oh yeah, call him brother.
Let me tell you why.
Like you're funky. Go ahead, Bull.
I'm not dissing anybody's musicianship because anybody can get something together and get people to come and pay for it, which they
are. Yeah, now listen, those guys and Shags individually, maybe they are good musicians. Maybe
yeah,
they
I'm
got a little bit of soul.
But it ain't funk, man.
No, it ain't. And when they're on stage
funk,
all dressed
funk.
Up in them clown outfits, they ain't funky.
Yeah. Throw the feather boas and all that stuff away and take all the little effects pedals and all that junk. The best funk band in Cincinnati, as far as I'm concerned, ain't even together no more, and that was Sand. And they broke up a long time ago.
Sand?
Yeah.
I remember Sand. I think they
Sand
are still together,
ass.
Actually.
Ask anybody out there. Sand kicked ass.
Sand, I think, is still together part-time. I met their drummer once, and he said they still get together and jam, and that they play the occasional show.
Do a few Jerry Springer songs.
And I think, didn't Sand put out a CD once?
Yeah, I got that thing.
What's it called?
I don't know.
We must listen to it all the time and crank up the Sand. Anyhow.
I don't know the name of it.
Well, thanks for sticking by me, Bull.
Hey, yeah, but...
Where'd you get a name like Bull?
Huh?
Where'd you get a name like The Bull?
Well, if you mess with the bull, you get the horns. That's where it comes from.
Oh, I thought it meant like hung like a bull.
Well, ask your mom. She'll find that
See,
out.
See, that sounds like something Shag should say. They could just say, hey, you mess with the bull, you get the horns, and then have the saxes kick in. You with me on that, Bull?
I guess not. That's
like
the end
that.
Of that.
I lost him.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number, once again, is 749-1444.
What do you know about the Y Store?
They're from Columbus, and they just seem...
I heard they're from
Indianapolis,
so I don't know where they're from now.
I see their press kits. They haven't sent me any material. And I should clear this up in that the people I write about are the people that are smart enough to send me material. Shag has not, the Y Store has not, and the Sand has not. So I have talked to the manager of Shag, and I can't say I've never listened to their music. I haven't seen them live, but he was a very nice guy. You know, he was a pleasant person to deal with, over-the-counter kind of thing. So.
Well, the Y Store will be in Oxford the 27th.
Where
so
at?
There you, first run.
With the Monkey Biscuit?
With Monkey Biscuit.
Check that out. So this is going to be a big weekend for music coming up. There's music all over. Whether you're in Oxford or you're in Cincinnati or you're in Northern Kentucky.
Jim could put the porno down for about...
He's reading about zines.
An hour, 10 minutes.
Now, define the word zine. You keep referring to Screed as a zine. Is Screed a magazine or is it a publication or what's a zine?
A zine is a small handmade... amateur publication done purely out of passion, the passion, rarely making a profit or breaking even. And it sounds like zine. That's out of the pages of Factsheet 5, which is the definitive guide to the zine revolution. And fanzines kind of mutated out of the 60s fanboy science fiction network. Guys would write about the homoerotic adventures of Kirk and Spock, and you know they'd do the.
All right, that's all right. Okay, let's take a call. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Chris and Rob.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
All good, yourself?
Fine.
Hey, man, what do y'all got, different hours there?
Yeah, we're on, for about the last 6 months, we're on from midnight to 2. Before that, we were on from 2 to 5. And for 38 years before that, we were in Denver from 11 p. to 6 a.
In Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I can barely hear you.
We were a little bit in Denver. We were on this, number 3 station. We took them to number 1 overnights, number 1 from 11 to 6, and then... Then Rob
then
said
Carmine came in.
No, then Rob said something on the radio that he shouldn't have, and we apologized for it and everything, but one thing led to another and led to another, and then next thing you know, we're here in the Queen City rocking through the middle of the night.
And then Chris insulted a funk band, and all eight of them came down and beat his ass on the air. It was ugly.
Hey, Chris and Rob.
What?
Hey, hold on 1 second. The street cleaner's going by.
Okay.
I can barely hear you. I wanted to ask you something.
Go ahead.
What's the deal, Rob? You don't like Kiss?
Go ahead. No, I don't like Kiss.
I can hear you fine now.
I don't like Kiss.
I don't like Kiss either. Kiss were stupid.
Kiss is just like the Bay City Rollers with, you know, big muffs.
Well, let me ask you something. Don't you like Detroit Rock City?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you like Kiss then.
Well, I mean, just because you like one song.
Well,
look, if it comes down to Detroit rock and roll music, I'll take the Nuge any day over
Nuge,
Kiss. Thank you very much.
How about the MC5?
Yeah.
There you go.
What about the
MC5? We're from New York. Kiss is from New York. They just have a song called Detroit Rock City.
No, they were originally from
Now, that's
Detroit.
A bad song, though, man.
It is a bad song.
It sucks. It's so bad.
No, it's cool.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, man.
Go ahead, man.
I know y'all normally don't take requests, do you?
No, man. Unless we got it, like, queued up, ready to go.
Really?
Like, if you want to hear some Jerry Springer, yeah, we might be able to fulfill that.
That was... You'd probably lose some callers playing something like that.
You want to hear some more?
Was that actually Jerry Springer,
Jerry
man?
Jerry Springer singing Mr. Tambourine Man.
Oh, that was the hit.
He's doing the William Shatner version.
The William Golden Shatner version.
So what do you, okay, what's your request there, Gare?
Well, I was listening to you, I think it was a couple weeks ago, and you played a song, man, that I've been wanting to hear for a while, and that was Little Dreamer by Van Halen. And if you could, sometime tonight, play either Show Your Love or I'm on Fire off that same album.
How about if we play Senorita?
Oh, no, man.
Yo, Senorita, I'm in trouble again in a bit, but...
That's who, by David Lee Roth?
No, that's VH, bro.
Oh, is it?
Diver Down, man.
Yeah, but that's not what...
That was the
David
last
Lee
good
Roth
song
is.
They did. Yeah, it was. That was the last good song they ever recorded.
Yeah, I guess that was a pretty good song.
And then Eddie started getting laid by Valerie Bertinelli, and he just started sucking.
Yeah, so did she.
Don't you like I'm on Fire?
No, man, they're terrible.
You don't like that song?
No, man. Come on. I don't like heavy metal crap.
Yeah.
What's the name of the Valen cover band?
Yeah, it's the name of the Van Halen cover band.
What's the what?
Name of the Van Halen cover band.
Cover band?
The Atomic Punk. No, that's...
That's the same album.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you going to play I'm on Fire?
Probably.
Hey, what are y'all talking about tonight? Opera?
Yeah, basically opera.
Who is Shaq? Ain't he a basketball player?
We love you, Gary. Call us back next week, and no, we're not playing any Van Halen tonight. Tonight is local music night here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
But we're
going
to make one notable exception sometime this evening. Two notable exceptions.
What's that?
Tuesday, January 22nd, Tuesday. Is that what it was, or was it the 23rd? 23rd. Tuesday the 23rd was Robin Zander of Cheap Trick's birthday. And if you know anything, you know we dig Cheap Trick here. And today, Wednesday the 24th, is Warren Zevon's birthday. So, hey. Hell yeah, we were there.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
Let me alone.
They don't get paid to take vacations, they'll let me alone. They spy on me, I try to hide, they won't let me alone. They persecute me, then the judge and jury all in one.
Robin Zander. How old is Robin Zander? I think he's what?
28.
No, he's 51.
Forever 28.
Forever young. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
And we have with us live in the studio, sitting next to Rob, Terry Burke, the publisher of the local fanzine magazine, Cincinnati Music Zine, called Screed, spelled S-C-R-E-E-D. Pick it up at a record store near you.
You know, we've got some to give away, too.
You want to give one to this next caller?
Well, should we make it a little more difficult? Should we ask him, quiz him on some local music?
Well, first of all, how are we going to get it to him? Like, are we going to mail it to him?
Yeah, I'll mail it to him.
Okay. No, let's just, how many you got to give away?
7,000? No, I've got about 6 of them.
Well, let's just give them to the next 6 callers.
All right, that's cool.
6 callers is how many more it's going to take in the next hour anyway. Okay. We'll be lucky if we get 6 more calls.
Wow, and this is the number one talk show in the city. I thought this was like a big deal.
We'll get to it. Okay, so hello, Joe.
Hey, what's happening, Chris
Joe,
and Rob?
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Joe called 749-1444, and now he's on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hello.
Hi.
How the hell you doing?
I'm okay. How the hell you doing?
What'd I win?
You win a copy of the magazine Screed.
Hey.
Tell you what, Joe, we're going to take you off the air. Give Big Jim your address.
This isn't the guy that builds houses that used to call us and hates our guts. Oh, man.
Okay, write down his address, then we'll take his call.
There's nothing like a misanthropic.
Hey, Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jim's moving a little slow tonight. Hey, Jim, you there?
Okay.
Take down the
band. Okay. You went out on a limb and slammed a local band. I'll do it now. Okay. The Afghan Whigs cover of that Barry White song. Will somebody please tell...
What's wrong with you, Rob? The Afghan Whigs rock.
They rock.
As hard as anybody's ever rocked.
They do rock. Do they have...
Yeah,
are they soul singers?
That's right. We'll get
no.
to this next.
No,
okay,
they are not soul singers. Dooley is not a soul singer.
He's a filmmaker.
And the new drummer is totally unfunky.
Greg Dooley rocks, man.
He does rock, but he can't sing soul. He's not Jackie Wilson. He's Paul Westerberg. He's
Hello, Joe.
Jackie Wilson.
Yeah.
How come you didn't want that magazine?
What?
How come you didn't give Jim your address to get the magazine?
I can't read.
Oh, okay. So what's on your mind tonight, Joe?
Well, we're talking about local bands, right?
Yeah, Blessed Union of Souls.
Yeah, what was that one band you played? Stitch?
Stitch, yeah. Did you like Stitch?
Oh, no, man. I thought they stunk, man.
Oh, well.
What didn't you like about them?
They actually sounded like K.D. Lang fronting the Culture Club to me.
Hey, you got away with words, Joe. You might want to go into writing.
Oh, I do write.
What do you write?
All right,
you can't read, but you write?
Well, you know I'm a local musician myself.
Oh, yeah? What do you play?
I play it all, man. I do the... actually, I got a studio. I do drums, bass, guitar.
What band you in, man?
Keyboard. What's that?
What band you in, man?
You ever heard of Joe Eskimo and the Dead Baby Seals?
Oh, yeah. I got all their stuff.
Joe Eskimo and the Dead Baby Seals.
Yeah, man. You,
it's New Age, right?
No, man. We're just
sort like Enya?
We're raw rock and roll, man.
So do you have your axe handy?
No, actually, I'm not at home tonight. I've played you guys a few tunes on air before, though.
Yeah, where are you calling from if you're not at home?
I'm just right down the road here.
Cellular.
So who do you like, Joe? If you don't like Stitch, who do you like?
You ever heard of the Fergusons?
Was that Jay Ferguson from the band Spirit?
Thunder Island, yeah.
With Thunder Island? Is that the Fergusons?
Actually, I don't like them. Somebody just cued me to say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really into the local Cincinnati scene. You know, I had a lot of bands at field meets and that. A lot of southern rock and roll and whatnot.
Like Wet Willie?
What's that?
Like Wet Willie?
Wet Willie? Yeah, he's still wet.
Yeah, they're cool. All right, well, Joe, if you want to break into the local music scene, picking up a copy of Screed is a decent way to do it. You'll find out about some of the other bands making the scene.
Yeah, I ain't worried about the other bands.
Yeah, you're just going to dust them all with your...
Is it like just my imagination, or have you guys lost some callers since you've changed your time slot?
It's your imagination, you hallucinogenic freak.
749-1444. Say it again, Rob.
749-1444.
Every caller tonight's going to get a free copy of the magazine Screed.
Oh, yeah.
WAIF Cincinnati.
Now, Terry.
Yes.
You're the publisher of Screed, and you guys talk all about the local bands, the local music scene. What would you tell somebody if they were just now starting to learn how to play their guitar or their bass or their drums or whatever and wanted to start their band from scratch? Let's say maybe a couple or three of them, they had some pals down the street. They're starting their own band, but they don't know where to get gigs. They don't even know how to write songs yet. How would you tell them to get started?
Well, start goofing around in the, you know, just playing. If you have guitar, bass, and drum, that often helps. But you can, you know, make other noises on other instruments. And record it even on a boombox will work. And just work out some songs. You need maybe about 30 minutes to get yourself a gig. But the people who book the clubs don't need to hear all 30 minutes. So edit yourselves down to maybe about two or three songs. And then send them a tape. And you can probably get yourself a Sunday night or a Monday night at Sudsy's. And then... start, you know, sending material out to shows like Kindred Sanction here on WAIF, local licks up on 97X.
Okay, slow down, you're getting a little ahead of us.
Whoa.
Sudsy's is the local club down in Clifton?
Correct.
Where is it? It's across the street from Bogart's, right?
That's right.
And that's pretty much where all the new, fresh local bands start playing?
Well, between there and Top Cats and this new place over in Kentucky, York Street International Cafe, but they're doing more of the internet.
Okay, so if you're out there and you're thinking about starting a band, you should be writing all this down. Should they send you a copy of their tape at your magazine so you can listen to it and review it and maybe pass along some helpful hints?
I will definitely listen to demo tapes, although I prefer to give more press and write, you know, reviews and features about people that have something that's a finished product, only because it's, you know, there and it's out for everyone to go for.
Okay, in a minute I'll let you give out the address of Screed if you want. You also mentioned Kindred Sanction, which is a program here on WAIF.
That's right.
When does it air, and how do you get a tape to Kindred Sanction?
You can listen to it this Thursday night from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock.
Oh, man, that's early.
Yeah, that's just prime time.
Mm-hmm.
And Cynthia Dye and Jerry do the local music show. It's, from what I understand, one of the longest-running programs here in the tri-state doing local stuff, 10 years now.
That's Thursday night at 8 o'clock right here on this very radio station.
That's right.
And if they want to send a tape, how do they send it?